Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Three, two, one.
Hi.
Welcome back to I Read Online Somewhere. Here every week.
Excuse me, Andrew.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just got a bit excited. Sorry.
Do you want to do it? I'll give you this one. You do it because I'm doing the story. Go.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'll let you have this moment.
I'll do it in my best Amy voice.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. don't know if I like this.
Hi. Hey, well.
Hi, I'm Mickey Mouse.
Oh boy, welcome back to I Read It Online Somewhere.
That was really good.
Week to discuss what we have read online and answer your strange and wonderful science questions. You probably should have asked your science teachers at school. I'm Amy, and I didn't ask these questions either. But luckily for me, I've joined by two science teachers. Andrew?
Oh, hi.
And Ross?
Hey.
Come answer them now.
I'm super impressed. Tell me you worked at Disney. For anyone that didn't know, Andrew worked at Disney in Florida.
Florida.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a...
Do you know anyone there, actually? Because we're looking at going next year, so...
Oh, me too.
Are you?
Yeah.
For October holidays?
Yeah.
Oh my God, let's go together.
I'd love that.
We're also going with my parents, my brother, my sister, but come.
I like all them.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Love you.
Sorry, I just drank. It was really loud.
It's okay. Andrew will edit that. Andrew, there you go. And that was Andrew doing Mickey Mouse. I can pretend that was me. That was me doing Mickey Mouse. So that is our 10th episode of season 3. Hope that was different enough for you, Ross. Ross keeps complaining that we say the same thing at
the
start every week.
So variance.
I'm a variance. Ooh, I'm being varied.
Multiverse of madness.
As a physics teacher, you shouldn't like varied things, should you?
You can account for them with uncertainties.
Yes, you can.
Okay. I hope you enjoyed that. So guys, it's my story this week, which means you're in for a treat. And you have said it. My thing is about sleepy food.
I wasn't said, but yeah, let's go.
Okay, it's about sleepy food.
And so, this is season 3, episode 10 of the podcast.
Sorry.
Ooh, hi, folks, and welcome to season 3.
I've lost it. It's now some sort of like New York Mickey Mouse.
It's actually really impressive. So the best and worst foods to drink. To eat before bed. So do you want to have a stab at any of the, and I want to hear your science behind it, the best and worst food.
So I think, I'm just going to jump in here, Andrew, sorry. I think stuff like chocolate is not good.
Why?
Because it has lots of sugar in it. And you get to sleep okay, but then like an hour into your sleep, you're just up and you're like, right, I'm awake, the sugar is here, let's have a party, I need the toilet, let's go.
So you're right, sugar, and it's caffeine. There's a lot of caffeine in chocolate that people don't realise.
Is there? Oh, I didn't know that.
There is a lot of caffeine.
Oh.
So caffeine and sugar, which is obviously, don't think I need to explain that. Any other foods, Andrew, do you want to bash at what's not good?
Cheese because of dreams.
Cheese isn't good, but actually it's a little bit more sciencey than that.
I genuinely thought I was going to get the QI like siren.
Klaxon.
Like, yeah.
Well, you are, basically, because I think that is an old wives' tale, but that's actually very sexist, isn't it, to say old wives' tale? Just realised. Come on, 2022.
It's an old man's tale.
Cancelled!
It's an old... Huh?
Sorry, I will stop doing Mickey Mouse at some point.
I don't think you will. Andrew's just hinting for the name of this episode to be Mickey Mouse. It is. So the reason you shouldn't have cheese is because it's got high amino levels of amino acid. It's confusing to say this word because it kind of looks like my name. Tyramine? Do you know what I mean? It's basically got my name in it. It's an anagram of my name with T-Y in it and an R.
Tyramine. There's only 26, so yeah, tyramine.
Oh, you should know them. Tyramine. And that makes you feel alert.
I'm just overlooking Amy's thing here. And seeing the advert is, doctors reveal a simple tip for prostate problems.
Well, can you stop looking?
Okay.
Oh, that's peeing in the middle of the night.
Anyway.
A very, very swollen prostate.
Excuse me, I'm trying to give you the science. So the tyrene, is that how you say it? Tyramine?
Tyramine,
causes the adrenal gland. Oh, ooh. Adrenal. I actually didn't know about that gland. Only knew about the old pituitary. To release the fight or flight hormone, which increases alertness for a number of hours. That actually probably does explain why you have wild dreams.
So, follow-up question. I'm gonna send it back.
Okay.
What is the hormone that is released by the adrenal glands?
The fight or flight hormone. That's what it says. I don't know. Fight or flight?
Testosterone.
Oh, you mean like this?
Dopamine. Yeah. I don't know. Just start naming.
Oh, do you not? Yeah. Oh, sorry. I apologize. I thought you guys knew.
Oxytocin. Is that oxytocin?
No, it's adrenaline.
That's what you get. Oh, we should have known. Adrena.
Yeah.
Adrenaline.
It makes so much sense.
The adrenaline comes from the adrenal glands.
I am so surprised I didn't get that. Because, you know, in my head, the way that I think of things, and that's so me to think like adrenaline.
Okay,
like,
so, because the other
I'm
part...
Actually raging.
I just want to pick up, because where is your adrenal glands? Because there's two of them.
For me personally, I've got one one in my brain and one in my hands and feet because they get really sweaty when I get a bit of adrenaline. I don't know.
No, so the only reason I'm asking is because you said the pituitary gland, and I was like, oh.
That's in your brain,
I wonder
it?
That's in your brain, right beside the hypothalamus. Your adrenal glands are above your kidneys. They're little pyramid shaped.
Oh. Is that why you get, when you get a bit of adrenaline, you get like butterflies in your tummy?
Well, that is the same, that's the same response if you're scared or happy. It's just that the context is different.
Oh.
Yeah, the more you know. Very excited. Finally, Andrew gets to talk about biology on the podcast. Yay!
So, the other foods that aren't good are curry.
Oh, really?
And that's got something I really can't pronounce, but it's got a chemical, because it's usually spicy, it's got a chemical that elevates body temperature by interfering with the body's, thermoregulation process.
Thermoregulation, yep.
Oh, that was actually a lot easier than
that. Is it capsin? Sorry.
It doesn't
capsaicin.
Actually say.
No.
I'll just say it is if you want. It doesn't say.
Yeah, sure.
To make things worse, your body will use more energy to digest the spices, making the likelihood of a good snooze a distant dream. Mm. Great journalism. Ice cream's not very good because it's sugar. It's like, okay, we could guess that. Crisps, which I'm a bit gutted about.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you eat crisps before bed?
Salty. I mean, I eat crisps any
time. I would eat
for
crisps
breakfast.
Anytime, yeah.
I just feel like that's, crisps are like a snack during the day type of thing.
Nah,
you
like
also
an
that
evening.
Into crisps. Like, he could buy a six-pack.
No, after
just
dinner,
have one.
You're not having crisps. I'm sorry.
What?
Crisps are not for after dinner.
Oh, yeah,
I would
totally.
Have crisps for dessert over like, a tiramisu.
While we're here, are you guys crisps in or crisp out? Hashtag
Subway. What, a sandwich?
Yeah.
I was very much a crisp out gal, but I have been known recently to have a couple of cheeky ones in.
Yeah,
today.
I'm a crisp in guy.
I do not.
No.
Yeah, very much crisp in.
I'm regularly out. I'm like 90% out.
But I would absolutely love a butter on my bread, then ready salty crisps, and then tomato sauce on top. Oh my god.
Oh, stop.
That is the pregnancy dream right there.
Oh, that is horrific. Okay.
You need a slice of ham on there as well, and you're good to go.
No.
Oh, no.
Wait, do you want to know what food is good for you?
Apologies. Yes, sorry, Amy.
Jeez, interrupting me. Do you want to guess any, actually? Yeah, they're let's quite specific.
Right, so these are good foods.
This is food to help you sleep. It is very specific.
Everyone always says bananas.
Bananas, right.
Really?
It's actually because I told you that, because it helps kids sleep, bananas.
Oh.
So bananas, wait till I find the banana thing. It's got high levels of magnesium that naturally relax your body muscles, making it easier to fall asleep.
Didn't know that.
So it's a good, and it's, apparently bananas are good to have any time of the day, but especially at night time.
Oh.
So one point.
Other stuff might be like porridge. I reckon all the like porridge stuff is actually like
no,
yeah,
no, porridge is full of energy. Slow release.
Yeah, but it's slow release energy. It's so more like digest more overnight, if you know what I mean.
No.
Right, I'm gonna go for the QI klaxons again. I'm gonna say milk.
No.
Oh, really?
It's food, no. That's a drink.
Oh, right. Is that the only thing? Right,
in fact, you
fine,
can definitely
solid
have
milk,
the
cheese.
No, we've already discussed that. Oh, cheese is bad. I'll tell you guys. So you've got
a cup of tea.
No, again, that is liquid.
Oh yeah. food is hard.
Ooh, food toast. Is hard. Toast. No. So you've got cherries.
What?
Yeah,
I feel like
so
that's sugar. Like what?
Does anyone know the sleep hormone? I don't think it's a hormone. Is it a hormone? I don't know. Melatonin.
Melatonin.
Is
yep, that's a sleep hormone. It's a sleep hormone. Yeah.
Because I know that in America they give kids melatonin tablets, but you're not allowed them here. I think you can get them prescribed.
Yeah, you can get them prescribed here, but you can buy them on the shelf in America.
Yeah, I know people that use them for their kids, and they just like give them a little, like a quarter of a tablet, and boom, they're out.
Although interesting, like, there is
you're coming home with me.
New research that actually it's not good to be on them for a long times. Like a long period of time because they're I know. Sorry.
Oh, we've not been on it, but I know. Like I think my mum and stuff use it for when they're flying.
Yeah. So lots of people would. Yeah.
But anyway, so cherries contain melatonin, making them the perfect thing to eat late at night if you want to sleep longer and deeper. Cherries, raw honey.
Does that include like the sugared glacial ones you put on?
No, because Ross, we've actually discussed earlier on that sugar spikes your sugar level.
No, but they just taste nice, whereas normal cherries don't.
Normal
cherries taste nice.
A wee smoothie.
It's just like work, like getting the stone out, and you're just like, oh.
Oh, but did you know, while we're on this,
literally,
cherries,
I've known Ross for 12 years, never seen him eat a cherry.
Exactly, because they got stupid stones in them.
Do you know how, you know, glassy cherries, like the, not cocktail cherries.
Pure glassy ones.
But the glassy ones. Did you know, like, so lots of people don't think that they're real cherries, but they totally are.
They're just cherries covered in sugar, right?
No. They go through a very similar process that we spoke about last week.
Osmosis?
Diffusion.
Yeah, diffusion. Yeah. So they go through a process of diffusion. You put them in massive amounts of sugar water and they switch over, which is why they kind of semi-lose their color and crystallize. Yeah, so interesting.
I was actually joking.
No.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Oh, no, yeah. I watched a Greg Wallace program about it. It was really interesting.
Didn't expect to get that much.
Was that Inside the Factory, was it?
It was Inside the Factory, yeah.
Love Greg Wallace.
It was.
Shout out to Greg.
What a sad little life.
He's a big fan of the podcast. What a sad little life, Jane. Okay, next. Raw honey. So like, again, it stimulates melatonin and shuts off orexin. Is that the word?
Who's saying just like not erection, no.
Orexin.
Orexin.
How would you pronounce this? O-R-E-X-I-N. Orxin, I bet it's called. Someone go into Google and type tell me how to pronounce it. Have you heard of what it is?
Nope.
Oh, they're just, the Sun are just using very big words. So it says that melatonin shuts off orexin.
There's your problem.
In the body.
What's it called? O-R?
What? O-R-E-X-I-N. How would you say this word? The neuropeptide.
Neuropeptide.
That makes us feel sharp and alert.
A neuropeptide.
Neuropeptide. Sounds like an evolved Pokemon.
Loud. Why? Right, hold on. I've done this thing again. Like, that we tried to do, like, 2 weeks ago. How did you get it to say it?
Oh, how
you
do
you... You had to go to YouTube to get it to do it.
Oh, I went to YouTube. Which is owned by Google.
Right, so, the YouTube.
I have had it from Google before. What was the word?
I do rap a little. My money don't wiggle.
It folds. I might... Yeah, okay.
Oxirin.
Ox.
O-R-E-X-I-N.
Orexin.
How do you think it's pronounced? Like orexin. Orexin. I think that's what it'll say. Orexin.
Oh, holidays.
Oh, hello. A little laugher. Hello.
Go on.
I'm excited. Orexin. So that is the closest word to saying erection.
Yeah.
With it being spelled nothing orexin. Like the word erection. Ross, look how it's spelled.
Orexin.
It sounds so like Orexin. The word erection. I'm really Orexin. Shocked.
We found our title for the week.
Erection.
Massive erection.
A
massive. So honey stimulates melatonin and shuts off erection in the body. The, you can say that word?
Neuropeptide.
That makes us feel sharp and alert. So apparently one of the best things you can do is a hot mug of water, lemon and honey. It's a great evening drink for soothing the body and inducing sleep. I would have that when I was ill. We've done bananas. Right, this is unexpected. Turkey.
Oh, no. Because of the tryptophan.
It's got, oh, that is right.
Ugh.
Oh, look at you. Oh, I know big words.
No, do you know why? Because it's literally one of the, like... It's like a massive misconception. The amount of tryptophan that is found in turkey, like, is not equating to it. So the reason you fall asleep after you have turkey, I've jumped on a soapbox. I'm so sorry.
It's because you've had.
It's because you've had too much.
Pudding,
yeah, and you had you
Yorkshire
fall
pudding,
into
roast potatoes, red sauce, carrots, peas.
You know how you've got like how you were talking about fight or flight reflexes, right? Which is adrenaline.
Ooh.
So what happens is you then switch to rest and digest. Which is where you sit down. That's the opposite of fight or flight. Sorry.
Do you know any other foods that contain
tryptophan?
Yeah, I can't pronounce it.
Chicken?
No. Brown rice, fish and yogurt. It's called a calming amino acid. Next up is almonds. Again, they've got magnesium.
Oh.
And that is it. That's all my sleepy foods for you.
Oh. Well,
so there you go.
That's actually quite interesting.
Yeah, I thought it was quite good. So yeah, a way to have.
I
like,
think what well, honey? Glasses, yeah, the honey and the honey with and honey and yes, lemon and water one was.
To be honest, yeah, a smoothie of the smoothie of cherries, banana, honey,
and almond milk.
With almond milk.
Yeah, you'd be zonked.
Yeah, you'd literally have the best night's sleep of your life. I'm going to start doing that for our child.
Amy's Science Test. Welcome to Amy's Science Quiz. Question number one.
I feel like I've reached the final. Okay, I'm not looking.
You've got three questions to get to the final.
Okay.
Can fish see air?
Oh, it's like a... See like S-E, not S-E-A.
S-E-E, yeah.
Can they see salty air? Well, we can't see air.
Can you not?
No. Like when you breathe, we're like... no, I don't know. Ask them.
No. Go on,
I think fish are probably going to struggle to see air. No, I'm going to just say no. I'm taking that as a yes or no.
Well, how would fish...
Like, they wouldn't. That's what I'm trying to say.
If they're in the water, what would they see?
Bubbles, starfish, sand,
so,
seaweed.
So you're saying
sharks.
If you see a bubble, you're not seeing air.
Oh, get away. Everything's air. So if you look at a piece of sand, it's also air. Woo. What is air? Oxygen. Ah, I don't know. well, technically, yeah, okay. A bubble is air because it's... What is air? Oh, all these questions just bring up above the question.
Deep.
We could answer deep. What is air. Andrew, what is air?
Oh, well, air is a mixture of different gases.
You know, you've got your oxes, you've got your nitries, you've got your carbies.
Carbides, yeah. You got your argons, your xenons,
argies, your carbies,
krypton,
your oxes,
krypton,
your nitries.
Yeah, no, I would have to agree with Amy. I don't think fish can
I've
see
actually
air.
Spoken to a few and owned a few. They can't. Yeah.
Fish.
They can't see air.
Yeah.
So they can't even see their own bubbles.
Can you see water?
Yes.
Can... No.
Yeah.
Can you, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
If that glass is filled with water, can you see it?
Yes. You can see... And you can tell it's got water in it because you can see the little bit of the top.
Well, wait, he's gonna do that physics thing where he's like, oh, you're not really, you're just seeing the reflection.
Yeah, you are.
And the osmosis of the diffusion of the clouds.
All you're seeing is the surface where the refraction is happening.
No,
water is transparent. You can't see it.
I can because it sometimes has little bubbles in it and you can see it.
Well, then there's the bubbles you're seeing, it's not the water. And so you're in the bubbles, you're not seeing the air, you're seeing the surface between the water and the air.
You're telling me when I'm in the swimming pool, I can't see the water.
Well, yes, I am, because what else is in a swimming pool?
Chlorine, pee.
Where are you swimming? that really random. like plaster that someone clearly had on at some point and is now gone.
Loads of just sand at the bottom of the pool.
Like, why go swimming if you have a plaster? Oh.
You're not seeing, you can't see pure water because it's transparent.
Okay, so fish can't see. It's meant
to. Well, the sea wouldn't be pure water. So.
But wait, hold on. But what about air? Can they see air?
Well, no. But they will, same as us, they won't be able. They might be able to see the surface between air and water, so they might be able to see a bubble, but can't see air.
Oh, bit of physics there. Mm. Okay, next up.
Yeah.
Okay, question number two. Why can some people see stuff in their heads and others can't?
Oh, okay. A lot of seeing questions. Quite ophthalmology, is that the word? This is it not to do with the way we've just kind of discussed this before? No, like the way you think. There is certain people that have.
Yeah, we have kind of discussed this before.
You either.
I don't remember this. So you need to.
Or I've read it online.
Start from the
somewhere.
Start, right? Go,
I don't
tell
know.
Us.
I just.
Do you know? Yeah, sure. We did talk about this.
We talked about it recently about there's like lateral thinkers and. Is it not that? Is it not something to do with like if you're a creative person or. You have something...
No, I think it's...
Is this the Brussels sprout thing?
The question's like...
I don't know. Can you see stuff in your head?
Like some people have got the thing in their brain that in their taste buds.
No, I think it's... Are you able to like picture things in your mind when someone describes them to you?
Okay, so if you've got a photographic memory or not?
Yeah, very similar, yeah. So I don't.
Oh.
I can't, if you were to describe something to me, I can't imagine that thing, but what I can do is I can visualize a scene that I have physically seen.
Okay.
Rather than make a brand new image. Whereas some people can make a brand new image.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say I'm similar to you, Andrew. I can't.
Mm. Yeah.
Question number three. Are polar bears white?
Oh, I didn't. No. Wait, are they? It's the reflection of the snow. Is it not? They're actually quite dirty looking. I know their skin is black.
Their skin is black. Yeah.
No, they are white. It's because to camouflage themselves. Because I don't know if this is true, but I think Ross told me that in like the North Pole, is that where they live?
Yeah.
Yep.
They didn't tell me that. He probably did. But that they cover their nose because it's the only bit that's black. Did you just say that not true? Oh my god. You're a prick. You told me that they cover their nose. I'm sure I've told loads of people that. I think their fur, is it not like translucent and it's the snow?
Yeah, well done. There we go.
Yeah.
And just cut out all the previous bits. Yeah.
If you have a question, what are you doing?
I thought I was doing it. Okay.
All right, fine. I did the start. You go.
If you're hollow inside, if you have a question, if you're hollow inside like polar bear fur and you have a question, please get in touch. Oh, no.
Oh, it's hard, isn't it? It's hard to do this bit.
If you're hollow inside like polar bear fur, and you have a question that you want to get in touch, please contact us. I have my glasses on. Help. Let's see if this helps. Oh, you want to correct.
Whoa. So loud.
Sorry. If you're hollow inside like polar bear fur, and you want to get in touch with us and ask a question or correct us on any of the science that we've talked about, please email us at ireaditos@gmail.com or contact us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook or TikTok at ireaditos. Please tell others about the podcast and please leave a review. It really helps us if we get 5-star reviews and we can climb up the charts and be seen by more people. So it's very helpful. This helps us massively in the charts. I've said that already. Sorry. I ad-libbed for a bit and then I went back to the script. Help! Bye!
This bag is a knapsack. You did well, Ross. You did well. Right. Bye!
Adios.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.